It's After the Hour. Peter Greenberg here taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, do not worry. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem so we can solve it right here on the air. We've been celebrating all the new travel books out there, ranging from How to Be Your Own Weatherman to A Rotten Person Travels the Caribbean, The Lonely Planet Guide to Belize, and, of course, the Trans-Siberian Railway. And now we're going to go across the Atlantic and discuss, of course, probably the most popular destination for American travelers year after year after year, France, and in particular, Paris. And joining me now, Tom Reeves, the CEO and founder of Discover Paris and the author of Paris Insights, an Anthology. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I really love this book because it's, I hate to sound like it like bad brochure language, but it really is elegantly understated. I mean, it's presented in a nice way. It allows you to go through the table of contents in the index to find exactly what you're looking for, because people have such misconceptions about France or mythical proportions of what to expect because of all the things they studied when they're in school. It's always been my argument that one of the reasons why Paris is such a popular destination for Americans is that they're all failed art history majors.
Well, one of the reasons I wrote the book is because I wanted to describe a Paris that the average tourist would not otherwise see or experience. And from your exclamation, it seems like I've been successful in doing that.
No, you didn't do a bad job. How about that? I mean, bottom line is, though, I mean, if you go to the bookstore, if you go to any travel bookstore, there are probably 30 titles, and I'm probably understating that, that are just on Paris. So you really have to be a discerning traveling salesperson and a discerning traveling author, reader, and buyer to figure out which one makes sense to you, because we do live in a world of specialization, and people have particular affinities and interests that don't necessarily transfer, you know, transfer over to everybody else's. So,
right.
I mean, obviously, if you want to go to Paris, for me, I won't even say the word obviously, because that would actually go against what I just said. But for me, I go to Paris because the food is incredible, the art is incredible, the countryside outside of Paris is so incredible, the museums for me. But not the typical museums. I don't go to the Louvre. I go to the Musée d'Orsay. I go to out of different railroad stations to get out to the Loire Valley. I try to be a little bit different. We've talked about some of the more unusual tours you can do in Paris that are not necessarily on everybody's radar. One of the more interesting tours I ever did was the tour of the Paris sewer system.
Oh, yes. I've been through that. I did not write about that, nor would I did I want to write about it. I divided my book into about five sections. I cover Paris life, La Vie Parisienne. I have a section on Americans in Paris because there are a number of Americans who are here doing some very interesting things and who have come here in the past. And I talk about some churches and cathedrals that are not on the tourist track.
So we're not talking about Notre Dame, we're talking about something else.
Well, I do mention Notre Dame because I attended a service there that was an Orthodox service. And at the time, also, there was the veneration of the Crown of Thorns. So I found that to be a fascinating and wonderful experience. So I wrote about that.
Tom, I want to ask you then, give me one of your top three surprises of Paris that go against what people expect when they get there.
Top three surprises. Well, since I'm on the subject of churches, there's the Church of Val-de-Grâce, which is off the tourist track. It was founded by a queen of France and d'Autriche. It's a beautiful church. The marble floor needs to be admired because it was saved from destruction during the Revolution. And then for people who like to shop, I don't know if this is written about very much, but I like the drugstore, which is up on the Champs-Élysées to the left of, as you're walking up the Champs-Élysées at the top. It's kind of a glitzy retail establishment, but it is a wonderful place to shop for gifts and other items. They sell cigars and wines. And then the Luxembourg Garden has a bee school, an apiary. I talk about that in my book.
Wait, let's stop right there. You would go to Paris to go to an apiary?
you go to Paris because you want to see why Paris is so fascinating. And when you're strolling in the Luxembourg Garden, if you get too close to those bees, they'll come out and say hi.
Well, there's a reason not to go there. Okay.
Yeah, well.
I should also tell people that right next to the Hotel Maurice is my favorite bookstore in Paris, the Galliani.
Yes. There's about three English language bookstores in Paris. Now, my book is sold exclusively on my website, www.discoverparis.net. And if people go to the home page, they will see a cover of my book on the web page. And if they click through, they will get additional information about it.
All right, Tom Reeves, I ain't going to the apiary, but I do recommend the book. I appreciate it. The name of the book is Paris Insights, an anthology. And that music means we're out of time for